Hi there, and welcome to what is now the third B-side episode of Music Talks. For those of you who haven't listened to a B-side yet, then these episodes come out on a Tuesday in between the main episodes, and the thinking really is that this is where we'll have short episodes, largely to do with the previous main episode, although there might be one or two exceptions to that. And this one actually falls into both those categories because my guest today is Richard Horsfield, who I'm hoping many of you will have heard on the latest episode 8 of Music Talks. But our subject this morning, as you may have gathered from the title, is that Richard is the man responsible for the fact that every year now I go to Austin for the ACL Festival, which is one of the highlights of my year. Richard is also, for those Brits who listen, the sort of stato of the trip in that he does all the hard work around what the new interesting bands to listen to are. So I thought it'd be a good idea to get Richard onto a B-side, and we will talk through what we are going to go and see at ACL. For those of you listening who won't get to ACL, treat this as a new music primer. And then once we're back from ACL, I'll actually do an episode on how it actually went and whether our predictions and our research worked out. So without any further ado, Richard, welcome to Music Talks B-Sides.
Thank you, Terry. Hi. Good to talk to you.
No, good. And looking forward to meeting up in what I see will be a very hot Austin.
Yeah, 93 degrees every day and sunny, so bring your sunscreen. Yeah.
No need for the waterproofs on that trip. No. So look, let's kick off. I mean, for those who don't know anything about the festival, it's a standard 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, although there are actually gigs before that, and we are going to one on the Thursday night, which I will let Richard tell you about. Many reasons why I love this festival. One, it's held in a park in a city centre and it's very civilised, and we get to stay in decent accommodation and all of those sort of all of those important things. But also the bill is always very wide ranging and very varied. And the highlight for me is not so much seeing bands that I know or maybe have even seen before, but discovering new music. And certainly for the last few years I've been going, and I think the 10 years that Richard's been going, then it's delivered well on that. So what I've asked Richard to do today is really just talk us through each of the 3 days and some of the acts that he's excited to see. And I may be able to add one or two in there as well. But Richard, over to you. Talk us through what's on the agenda and the highlights you're looking forward to.
Thanks, Terry. Well, I concur with you is that the festival tries to be as inclusive as possible. I mean, it started out as mostly a country festival donkeys years ago, but it has definitely broadened out to be sort of all inclusive of all music types, which is fantastic for us. You know, I like all sorts of music, so it's nice to be able to kind of dip in and out of you know, sort of different genres during the weekend. It's one of the sort of the big four, I guess, in the US. So it's of a similar size to Coachella, Lollapalooza, Bonnaroo, but it's at the end of the season, if you like. So it's kind of the last festival of the year, which is nice because it gives you something to look forward to. So as you said, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday is looking pretty good from a you know, from a sort of lineup perspective. The two headliners are Tame Impala and Guns N' Roses, and the way it's structured is that there's like two big stages with kind of supporting stages next to it. There's seven overall, and so the headliners are normally sort of fighting it out against each other, and you have to kind of make a decision as to do I want to go and see Guns N' Roses or do I want to go and see Tame Impala. As you say, you know, this is an opportunity actually to go and find new music. I tend to find that you know, sort of the middle you know, sort of part of the day is often more interesting than the headliners, and so I'm always excited to go and look at that. As always, and I kind of drag you along to this first act up is always Asleep at the Wheel, which I insist on going to see, which is
So I have to tell you, Richard, that I may, and I think I sort of semi-broke ranks last year. I may actually ranks.
Yes, you did.
And the reason is that you will remember David Burrows, and him and his wife Lisa visited us recently.
Yeah.
And their son Jamie, his school friends are the Amazons, who were actually playing the American Express stage at 12:30.
So
I think I will get to the, well, and then the problem is, well, come on, Mr. Fender is playing at 1:15, so I may have to apply for a pass not to see Asleep at the Wheel, I'm afraid. I do apologise.
You should definitely go and see the Amazons if you've got a personal connection.
Absolutely.
And they're good as well. So I like
I've listened to them.
Early on in the schedule is Sam Fender, who I'm very interested to see. Yeah. He seems to be sort of blowing up. You know, doing very well at the moment. From South Shields, isn't he? Something like that.
He is.
So I'm excited to see him. It's early in the day, so it'll be good to see how he sort of works the crowd. So that should be fun. Then other bands that I'm looking forward to seeing is Scary Pool Party, which is
I hadn't heard them, and I listened to them yesterday, and I too am now interested.
Yeah,
so, well done.
I've heard them on the radio, and they sounded good on the radio. So I'm kind of want to go and see what they're like live, because it's kind of sort of like electronic music. So it's a bit of a toss up sometimes as to how well they come across on stage. And then Palm Springsteen. I'm sure you'll like the name of the band, but
I thought I may just go in and see them out of curiosity for the name, if nothing else. Well, I did listen to a bit of their stuff today.
Yeah, they've got a couple of singles that I've heard which sound really good. But then I'm particularly interested to see Black Pistol Fire, who are sort of a local band. I mean, they're Canadian, but they're based in Austin. Part of the two-person heavy rock combo genre, a la Black Keys and White Stripes and Royal Blood. But if you look at them online, they look sort of very energetic and sort of pretty hardcore. So they look like fun.
Well, I did listen to them yesterday, and I have to say I was really impressed. And the thought that I had, and I there's a connection here, I think, with Sam Fender, is who were that band last year that sound incredibly like Led Zeppelin?
Oh, Greta Van Fleet.
Greta Van Fleet, which I know lots of people, although interestingly, I don't think I've heard anything recently, but people were raving about and loving and that. And my issue was they sound so like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And there's sort of going back to Sam Fender and getting that connection, there's a Alexis Petridis, I think his name is, I mean, he's the main interviewer on The Guardian, but he did a great review of Sam Fender's new album. But in it, there was a phrase that said, his influences are audible, but they are not overwhelming.
Right.
And I thought that about Black Pistol Fire. Very Guardian. But it's true that, you listen to stuff and you go, to me, Greta Van Fleet was just too close to imitation.
Yes.
And, the same with Black Pistol Fire is, as you say, they come from that genre, but I didn't spend my time going, oh, that sounds like.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, no, this is good. So yeah. I'm similarly excited. So that's going to be a good start to the afternoon.
Yes. And then I'm a bit of a fan of country music nowadays. And the best country music right now is, a lot of it's coming out of Kentucky. So Chris Stapleton, yep, and Sturgill Simpson, a part of that kind of that bracket and produced by Sturgill Simpson, I think, is Tyler Childers. So I'm looking forward to seeing him, which would be fun. And then, as we get sort of further into the day, you're starting to get, some of the sort of more of the headliners. So we've got Raconteurs, so Jack White, and reconstructed the Raconteurs after a 10-year hiatus.
And I am excited by that because I saw them at Glasgow ABC when they were touring the first album, and it's probably in my top five gigs.
So Michael and I, Michael, part of our tour party, saw them last month, 2 months ago.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and they were brilliant. I mean, sort of like very high energy, so that should be fun. Yeah. And then Jenny Lewis, it'd be good to see her again. So she played Austin about 4 or 5 years ago, so she was good.
And then and I saw Jenny in Edinburgh about a month ago, and similarly, she was brilliant as ever. I have a real soft spot for Jenny Lewis, I have to say. Love everything she does.
And then, Tom York. So I've heard bits of the album, but it's a bit sort of bleep, blub, blub, bleep, blub. It's a bit, but we'll see how it goes.
And the only thing, I mean, I think I'll pop along to that, but on my Spotify, you know, you get your Spotify recommendations. What popped up the other day was Tom York doing After the Gold Rush, actually at a Bridge concert benefit, so with Neil Young. But I would recommend anyone. I'll stick it on the playlist. But it was really one of those. I mean, it sounds a lot. It sounds like Neil Young, but it's clearly not Neil Young. So well worth a listen. And then on the headliners, are you Guns N' Rosing or?
I don't know. I'm still stuck on that one. I mean, for some reason, I mean, typically the headliners at Austin get an hour and a half, and
yep.
Guns N' Roses, they've given them 2.5 hours. And
I have noticed that.
Have they got 2.5 hours worth of material? Well,
presumably they're going to turn up an hour late, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. So
I think I'm going to go and see Guns N' Roses, because I have to say Paul Doherty's episode and choosing them got me sort of interested in them again. So
they played CenturyLink 4 years ago, something like that, and they were great. I mean, they're so much fun. But I might have to see a bit of Tame Impala just to see how they've gone from being sort of, last time I saw them, they were kind of doing like the 4 or 5 p.m. slot, and now they're headlining. It'd be interesting to see how their set has changed and how they've progressed.
It will. So that's a great run through of First Day. So let's have a little bit of music, and I think what we chose was a bit of Sam Fender, surprise, surprise. So let's have the opening of Hypersonic Missiles.
Dutch kids hot balloons in the parking lot. The gold notches illuminate the business park. I eat myself to death, feed the corporate machine. I watch the movies, recite every line and scene. God bless America and all of its allies. I'm not the first to live with wool over my eyes. I am so blissfully unaware of everything. Kids in Gaza are bombed and I'm just out of it. Look, tensions are the world are rising higher. We're probably due another war with all this ire. I'm not smart enough to change a thing. I have no answers, only questions, don't you?
I have to say, he's clearly becoming the big thing because on Friday morning, the tickets went on sale for 2 nights at Barrowlands, and I went on at 9 o'clock and it was sold out.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it must have been all fan pre-sale stuff. I then went to StubHub and just paid money. And then my niece came down yesterday, who's 15 years old and isn't that interested in music. And I was actually talking to a mum and said, oh, there's this guy, Sam Fender. And Beth was like, I've heard of him. Now, the reason she'd heard of him was apparently he kept Lewis Capaldi from the number one slot.
Wow.
I didn't actually realise there was still a number one slot to be kept from. But yeah, I think when you've got 62-year-olds going onto StubHub to buy your tickets and 15-year-old girls have also heard of you, you're probably onto something big, really.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Look forward to it. So let's move on to day two. Having gone through it, Richard, it looks for me like this could be the late start day. It's normally the Sunday, but this looks more like it could be, because actually Sunday looks packed full of stuff.
Yeah, it does. I mean, and Saturday is typically the busiest day because you get most of the locals will come for that day, and it tends to be a younger audience as well. So they tend to sort of like pack it more with some of the poppy stuff to kind of get those guys in, and you kind of see that from the sort of the lineup for the day as well. But yeah, there's nothing excites me very much in the morning, so we might have a lie in.
I think so.
Wandering, kind of early afternoon. The one that kind of sort of stands out to me is Phineas, if only because it's Billie Eilish's brother. So he co-writes all her music with her. And he's an actor. He was in Glee, apparently. So, where's that?
I'll look on that on the... I wasn't aware of that. That's great. Thank you. Because Billie Eilish, I've also listened to and impressed. So I think that will be one of the highlights of the day.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. And to be honest, that's one of the reasons why we're going to go to one of the late shows on Thursday night, and to avoid a conflict with Billie Eilish, we kind of decided on Gary Clark Jr. so that we could see both.
I hadn't spotted he was on at the same time as well. And then we've got a 4 o'clock Brittany Howard.
Brittany Howard should be fantastic. Actually, before that, we've got Mr. Wives, who I'm looking forward to seeing. Robert, my son, who comes with us, is very excited to go and see Hippie Sabotage. He loves them.
Well, I always like Robert's recommendations. What was the one we went to see last year that were completely bonkers but brilliant?
Oh, yes. Oh, was it Wolfpack?
It was Wolfpack. That's who
yes,
it was. Thank
they were
you.
Very good. Yes.
Who were completely left field for me.
Yeah. But, and I love Wolfpack now. They're fantastic.
Absolutely great. So, okay. So, what's Robert's recommendations then?
Hippie Sabotage. He loves them. He says they're fantastic live. The two brothers. The problem with that is it's a three way clash, because I want to see Mr. Wives. And also, I want to see Tierra Whack, who looks fantastic.
Oh, wow.
She did an album of all her songs were 1 minute long. And so there were 15 songs, all of a 1 minute long. So it's a whole album of 15, it was 15 minutes. But every song was great.
Oh, wow.
You should check it out.
This is the stuff I love. This is the stuff I love, because I had actually nothing at 3 o'clock until 2 minutes ago, but now I've got to decide. More research to be done, Richard.
You were going to go for tacos at that time, weren't you? Now you can have to either pre-eat or post-eat.
So yeah, and then on to Brittany Howard.
Brittany Howard, fantastic.
I think the new album is just...
It's incredible, brilliant. Isn't it?
Don't wanna
There's a good interview with her, by the way, on Q Magazine, now has a podcast. So if that's a good interview they did with her.
I will have a look at that.
And then another clash at that point as well with Pink Sweats, who I think is really good. He's like a soul singer at, on the Tito's Handmade Vodka stage, you know, the one that's undercover.
Yep.
It's a bit of a shame.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I always like things in there.
Yeah. But Brittany will be brilliant. Looking forward to that. And then straight on to, well, I was tempted by Natalia Lafourcade, who's kind of, I think she's Mexican, but you're kind of a Mexican folk singer who's really good. But I have to go and see Bones UK. They just look brilliant.
Yep. You've convinced me on them as well.
Then, as I said, you know, there was a clash, Billie Eilish and Gary Clark Jr. I mean, I've seen Gary Clark Jr. quite a few times, and I absolutely love him. So to avoid the clash, we're going to go and see him on Thursday night at The Late Show. Because I'd love to see Billie Eilish. She looks very exciting. Then I'm going for tacos because there's nothing I'm not interested in seeing.
James Blake was the only one.
Yeah.
His latest album I had to listen to and quite like, but yeah, it may be taco time. And then what are you going to do on the headliners?
Childish Gambino was supposed to play last year and then fell off the stage and broke his leg, so he didn't play. So he's coming back this year. We saw him 4 years ago. Well, it's a bit like Tame Impala. It's kind of sort of mid-afternoon slot, and he was okay, but everybody is absolutely raving about his current show. I think did he do Coachella? I think, but it's supposed to be fantastic. But then I think, well, the Cure, you know, how long are they going to be around? You know, they're a classic band. So
have you ever seen the Cure before?
Only from afar. The very first ACL I went to, they were co-headliners. And I watched the other band and kind of caught the Cure in passing.
Yeah, I'd never seen them and would like to, but I think I'm going to go with Childish Gambino, not least because last year, as you say, he was supposed to play, and my son Callum just, I sent him the lineup and he came back and he said, "You have to see Childish Gambino."
Yeah.
Just like, please. Exactly. So, I'm going to follow up on that one.
And This Is America was probably one of the songs of last year. It was just incredible. And the video was incredible. So
then on to the final day, which I say normally is our latest start, but there is the magnificent, in my view, Julia Jacklin.
She's
starting
very good.
At 12:30. Yeah, trying to remember what her album is. Is it Crushing? But yeah, I think it's really, really good. So I think she's someone to watch, as we used to say.
Yes, definitely. Looking forward to.
So an early start on the Sunday.
Yes, we should set audience expectation on what we mean by an early start here.
Well, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Richard. I mean, it's remarkably close to lunch.
This is a rock and roll. And we should point out that typically, you know, the festival finishes at sort of 10:30, 11 o'clock, something like that. But that is not the end of our evening because we are in Austin, as you say. And we then sort of decant ourselves downtown to 6th Street to continue watching live bands and the odd drink.
And I seem to remember last year one of the most impressive and frightening street fights I've ever seen.
Oh, yes.
All of which was women.
Yes, it was. I've forgotten about that.
Really quite, given growing up in Liverpool, I thought I'd seen enough of that. But yeah, but that doesn't normally happen for those who are worried about us. We're normally safely tucked up in bed. But yes, after a day is spent in the 93 degree sun, needless to say, some hydration has to take place.
Exactly.
So I still think, well, let's have a look. Yeah, Julia Jacklin is actually on at 12:30 and we need to get there. So I still think that counts as an early start.
Yes, no, that's definitely an early start.
And then we have another recommendation of yours, which is Joseph.
Oh, yes. Looking forward to Joseph. So, and I mean, you know that I'm a big fan of, I kind of call it Scandinavian close harmony folk. Which is, you know, sort of Monsters of Men, First Aid Kit, et cetera, et cetera. They, Joseph are in that kind of genre, even though they're from Portland. Three sisters, and I think they've got a really good sound. Very excited to see them.
No, I did have a listen. I think they've got White Flag was one of the songs I listened to, and Yeah, I mean it in a good way. It could have been First Aid Kit or Evolved Monsters and Men. So
yeah.
I'm also looking forward to see them, to see what difference they bring to it.
Yeah, but, exactly.
Cool.
And then Coffee, I'm excited to see. There's the young Jamaican girl, the next big thing for reggae. I'm excited to see
reggae, reggae background is coming out.
Exactly. In fact, there's a couple, because there's Coffee, then Revolution, which is kind of pretend reggae. I'm not allowed to say that.
Reggae. So what, we're going from real reggae to pretend reggae?
This is more kind of LA reggae as opposed to sort of traditional.
Now I get what you mean. Yes, okay, yes. Sanitized reggae.
Yes. But then, that clashes with Rosalia, who I'm interested to see, the Spanish flamenco-inspired pop star.
You see, I'm sure people are now getting the message that this really is a very varied bill, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, you've got Spanish flamenco and fake reggae and, Antipodean singer-songwriters and Scandinavian family harmonies from Portland. Can't wait.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I think we've got the brilliantly named, and I know another favourite of yours, Billy Strings.
Billy Strings is fantastic.
Is Billy Strings his real name?
I'm not sure, actually. Because I was thinking that. It can't be. Well, if it is, then it's...
I really want it to be, because I have to say, in choosing what to play as the sort of song for day three, you gave me a couple of choices. I think it was Billy Strings and also Joseph.
Yeah.
But I had to choose Turmoil and Tinfoil by Billy Strings.
Yeah.
I mean, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
So,
it's incredible. It's
and clearly, he can also, I mean, he's a fantastic musician.
Yes.
Listening to it.
Yeah, his whole band is as well. I mean, it's bluegrass, so... Don't be afraid, folks, but it's fantastic.
It's safe to approach.
He plays, sort of everything, guitar, mandolin, banjo, but the rest of the band are just incredible as well. Really good.
Brilliant. And then for me, I've actually got my first sort of clash at 6 o'clock, triple clash at 6 o'clock, and there's actually only three bands on, all of which I would like to see. So there's Third Eye Blind, that I know a good friend of both of ours, Dan Pilling, is a massive fan of.
Yeah, he is.
There's then Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers, which...
As the vintage act. Glastonbury, they always have a vintage act, so I think...
But his new album is actually really good.
Is it? Oh,
and,
check it out.
Going back to Grateful Dead days, and I liked his 80s stuff, so... and then there's Casey Musgraves as well.
Who had so albums last year.
Yeah, that's a real, real dialogue. I'm assuming you will go for Casey Musgraves.
Yes, I will be.
And then we get to your final great introduction, which is Lizzo.
Yes, very excited to see Lizzo. She's another person who's blowing up. I mean, she's just getting massive now. I mean, she's an actress as well, so I think she's appeared in a couple of movies recently, and she's played here in Seattle twice this summer, once as part of the Capitol Block Party, and then also at Bumbershoot, which is the local kind of mini festival, and she's just got an amazing stage show by the looks of it, so very excited to see her.
Yeah, that was of all of your recommendations, and I've liked most, I've loved a couple, but Lizzo, I think, was my favourite. And in fact, we will play out with one of her tracks, because I think it's one of those albums that if you're ever lacking in energy, just put it on, because it just leaps out the speakers.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
And then finally, are you Cardi B-ing or Mumford & Sons?
Well, I'm kind of working on the assumption that Cardi B's not going to turn up, because she never does. But if she does, then I'll go and see her, because she looks interesting. Well, she looks interesting and kind of like her music. And also the fact that I try and like Mumford & Sons, but I just don't.
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, I'm in a slightly different camp, which is I did love the first album.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. They came out with that first album It was of a type, and I think it was the right time and everything. And then it's like, well, how authentic is this? I also think they then just lost their way completely. So I think most of the stuff they've produced since then really has been a bit average. So I think it could be one of those shows where I'll either come away, you know, reinvigorated, or think, oh dear, they were a one-hit wonder, and they're now just living on past glories. Yeah. But we will see.
We will see.
We will see. So fantastic. Well, look, let's have a bit of Turmoil and Tinfoil by Billy Strings, which are just, if I hope the, I think the Grammys should have an award for the sort of song title and bang title of the year. And then we'll close out. But let's have a little listen to Billy. Really excited to see him. And yeah. I don't know about you, I always think listening to that music in a field in Texas gives it something else.
No, totally. You know,
so really looking forward to it.
I was going to say, if it wasn't 93 degrees, I would wear boots, but I'm not going to be wearing boots.
Yes, we'll be praying for some shade, because I've just realised, let's check back, because you've mentioned Tito's, which is the only stage that has a roof on.
Yeah, and we're not seeing anybody.
And I've just looked, and my initial first run through is we're not seeing. Oh,
we got Bruce Hornsby. There you go. But it'll.
Oh, is Bruce Hornsby? Oh well, therefore then, that is probably my not very cool musical reason is I'll go and see him and cool off while eating. Well, thank you for all of the research and prep, Richard. I continue to be blown away at how you manage to keep up with so many new bands and so many trends. And as I said in our main episode, I've always also admired the fact that your taste is a very wide-ranging palette, and I think that is to your credit. So any final thoughts on Austin? I mean, this will, I said it was your 10th, is that about right?
Eighth, I think. So but yeah, I mean, we've been coming a long time. It's a set part of the calendar. You know, we kind of book it from one year to the next. And, you know, there's myself and Michael, as you know, with kind of the originals. And then, you know, so people have joined the party as we've gone along over the years. So it's, and we're multi-generational now. So Robert, my son, comes along as well. So it's
which is fantastic. Great.
So. I really enjoy
it. Yeah, and there's six of us this year, which will be very nice. And I only have the pressure that I've booked the Airbnb, so I'm just fingers crossed that it looks anything like the pictures.
Well, it looks
online.
Great. The pictures look great.
But yeah, it's very green. It's very green. Anyway, thank you, Richard. That is good. And I hope listeners at least got some ideas for new music out of that. And as I say, I think 2 weeks' time, the next B-side will be me having got back from ACL and recovered and detoxed, and I'll give the readout on how it actually went and how close it was to what we thought we were going to go and see. So with that, thank you. And I'm going to play us out with a bit of Good As Hell by Lizzo.
Baby, how you feeling? Woo, girl, need to kick off your shoes. Gotta take a deep breath, time to focus on you. All the big fights, long nights that you've been through. I got a bottle of tequila I've been saving for you. Boss up and change your life. You can have it all, no sacrifice. I know we did you wrong, we can make it right.